activated.
Play the shitty music. Anyway.
You can stop a hype train.
You can stop a hype train.
Weapons selected.
This is Gaming Fallout, brought to you from the London Shelter, hosted gratefully by the Retro Critic Adam. Shout out to that guy. Starring me, Dale, and Jamie.
Hey all.
So yeah, good. You said hello. Well done. From Silent Consumer, you can find us there on YouTube, and you can also find me occasionally and Jamie all the time, it seems, on the Big Rewind podcast, which is, you know, probably worth a listen. I'm not going to force you. I'm going to force you to listen to this, though, because you're damn straight you're going to listen to this. Don't make me come over there, wherever you are. Fan, I know you. Anyway, let's get going into the prologue. And I guess today in the prologue we could talk a little bit about, did you hear anything about this this convention in America? And there was kind of some nonsense with like some old hangovers of Gamergate still. This stuff still goes on. Like there was a pro Gamergate panel and an anti Gamergate panel, and the pro Gamergate panel got death threats. But then the anti one said they got death threats, and then everyone was getting death threats, and it was all this really... I was reading all this on Reddit, and I was like, I really don't understand what's going on here. Like, people got death threats, and then they decided to get rid of the panels. And they do this when they're like, the university said they got death threats, so we got rid of the speaker. It's like, no nerd is going to come out and be like, brr, death threats, and then actually come and shoot up your location. Like... What?
You don't know in America.
Like, seriously? Like, I mean, the times when people go and shoot somewhere up is when they're seriously unstable. And if you're stable enough to realize that there's a convention near you going on that has, like, one panel on it which you don't agree with, you're obviously just trolling. Like, I think it's...
Yeah, but with the amount of events that have mass shootings in America, you can't be too careful.
Yeah, you can't, but in general, it's not someone that's pre-planned, like, okay, I disagree with this political thing, like, very specifically, and I'm going to go and fuck it up. Most often, it's like, I hate school, I hate life, I'm going to go shoot the school up.
No, because sometimes you do get the political ones. You get the right-wing zealots. You do get some left-wing zealots as well. And
yeah, you do, but it's very rare that they'd go, oh, I'm going to go shoot that up, and then go shoot it up. Like, normally they just go and shoot it up. Like, they're not going to... You're not going to give forewarning.
Oh, you don't give forewarning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like... Okay. I mean, and if you thought they were serious, you'd have the FBI investigate, or our equivalent of the police, you know?
Yes.
Well, our equivalent, which is Scotland the police.
Yard. It's Scotland Yard.
It's the police. So, yeah. Anyway, that was some nonsense I wanted to highlight. Just have a look at it. I'll probably put, like, a thing. I'll tell someone to put a link to a thing while it would explain it better than I did, because I'm just frustrated by people who want to have panels and stuff, even if it's against my position, whatever, just do it. Like, stop bowing to terrorism. Like, It's not right. That's my point here, is that just don't let the terrorists win by letting the terrorists have their way when all they're doing is saying that something's going to happen, which is incredibly unlikely.
The term Gamergate, though, has been twisted so many different times. I am unsure of what it means anymore.
Well, what it means, and what it's always meant, is the gaming media is crooked and we don't like the gaming media.
Yeah, but it got twisted into something else.
Yeah,
it definitely
by the gaming media, it got twisted into being a weapon for social justice warriors to shout and moan about, like, equality in games, when games are an art, so yeah. I don't give a shit about equality in games.
If you can't...
Just like I don't give a shit about equality in painting.
If the two sides can't agree the terminology, then you're never going to have a successful discussion about anything.
No, but it's not two sides. There's no two sides here. There's one side saying, hey, you're corrupt, and the other guy saying, no, we're not, yeah, but... no, shut up, dude. You're evil. You don't get to have a say. That's all this is. It's all it's ever been.
Yeah, I know, but that is still two sides.
It's two sides, and it's two like opposite forces, but they can never come to an agreement. Like,
of course
there
not.
Can never
again,
be a dialogue, because one side's basically telling the other that you're corrupt, and the other side's telling great, just the best.
This is a great one to start with. Okay.
It just irritates me. I just wanted to mention it. I don't think it deserves news, but it's just annoying. Like, just stop making death threats, all right? God.
Yeah.
or continue.
Don't work.
Whatever.
Most of the time.
I don't even care anymore. Whatever. Just do it. Whatever it is. Just buy Nike. There you go. Sold out already. Anyway, should we get into the news?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Play the shitty music that Adam selected. Go on, do it. I dare you. I don't even know what it is.
That's a cue for Adam that he can put in his little bit of royalty free new music.
Yeah, do it. News.
Crack. Yeah, okay. Do you want to start off with the PlayStation event in Paris?
Okay. So we'll start with Detroit, the next game by Quantic Dream. I had the page open here, but whatever. So Quantic Dream, the guys who did Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain. They have to prove to me that they are going to make a game that doesn't have tank controls. If they can prove that one thing to me, then I may buy their game. You remember when I'm gonna show off now, because you remember when that tech demo Kara came out, and I said that is a game that is gonna be a game.
Yeah,
it's gonna
a lot
be
of
a game.
Said that.
It's gonna obviously be a game. Yeah, but I said it first. No one else said it first. That was me. I was the first person that I was first claiming it. And guess what?
It's
character in Detroit. Kara from the fucking tech demo. I called it. I'm the best. Everyone give me props. The fan can agree. Okay.
He knows. You can see in the trailer that the remnants of the tech demo.
It's not the remnants. It's like it's cut basically from the tech demo.
No, it's different. You can see it's a bit different.
Yeah, it's different, but it's the same scene. Like that scene happens in the tech demo.
But it's not the majority.
No. I mean, there's like other stuff to the trailer. There's no gameplay, because God forbid that Quantic Dream will ever show you what the gameplay actually is.
No, they tend not to. Like, either that or they show you gameplay in the sense of this is a cutscene from the game. That's about as gameplay as it gets.
And if people didn't understand what tank controls mean, it's when you can't just push a direction and go in that direction. You have to push left and right to turn left and right. So it's like as if your body has become a tank for some reason.
Yeah,
it's madness. Anyway,
other games have had that and been successful though, but a long time ago.
Name three.
Okay,
who
Resident Evil.
Who
4.
Weren't a long time ago?
Resident Evil 4.
One.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, Dead Space.
No.
I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, you're wrong.
See, they're
okay. So
they're a long time ago, but there have been some. I'm just saying, like a lot of the Resident Evil franchise, anyway.
Yeah, sure. The Master of Unlocking. Anyway, so Uncharted 4 got a new multiplayer trailer. It looks awesome. That's how multiplayer trailers should be done. They shouldn't be this. What I think we both really dislike is when you get actors in to like. Talk over the multiplayer trailer like they're actually playing it.
Oh, I hate that so much. The scripted bloody dialogue it's awful.
So there's none of that in this trailer. It's just like a slideshow of different stuff you can do in it, different abilities. You've got some, it looks like you've got some kill streaks now.
Cool.
Which I believe you had before, but in a slightly different way. Seems like you can summon AI partners to help you out. It looks really cool. okay, so GT Sports, Tekken 7, these things got announced. These things should be good. There was some VR stuff that no one gives a shit about. Well, not yet, anyway. Matterfall, which is the new title from Resogun. People. House Marquee?
Are you sure?
Yeah. So Resogun Studio House Marquee. Mark? Okay, words, Dale, please. Anyway. Called Matterfall. The trailer is like a cinematic and shows you nothing about what the game will be. However, if you watch the trailer at certain points, I reckon what it's going to be, and you can put it in the books, that it's going to be a 2D shooter where you're a dude and you have a jetpack. So that's what I think it will be. And if it turns out to be that, then someone owes me money. Namely, the fan.
I think it looks like it's going to be a 3D platformer shooter. That's it.
I don't think it's going to be 3D.
Okay.
If it's top down or it's side on, it's going to be 2D in some way. They haven't made like a 3D game. I don't think they will. Dead Nation to me is a top down shooter.
Yeah, it's top down. Of course it is.
So it's still kind of 2D to me. But anyway.
Yeah. No, I get that. You're working on one plane, you know? Yeah. The characters are in 3D, but you're working on one plane of existence.
Yeah, 2.5D, whatever you want. Anyway, I've got two more things, but go ahead. You do yours.
Okay, so as everyone must know, Halo 5 is out.
No one knows. Who knows about that? No one. Breaking news here on the podcast, Jamie.
I haven't played it yet. I haven't had the opportunity. And
I have
mainly
the console, Jamie.
Yeah, there's that. That's always a barrier. But I refuse to buy the Xbox One. Because of their shenanigans at like E3 2013 or whatever. Whichever E3 it was. But also, I'm not going to buy a console for one game, which to me, that Halo would be the only reason why I'd buy that console. Some genius stroke, I don't know, someone who has too much time on their hand, completed one of the old Destiny raids using a drum kit. It's fun to watch.
Shout out to the Walkman drum kit. It's so silly.
It's so silly. And the thing is that there's quite a lot of these videos and they become quite popular in the sense like, oh, look, we did the raid with only two people. Or I did the raid by myself. Or I did the raid with only using this gun. And like, I guess they're kind of fun to watch. The people have skill and that obviously massively promotes the game, you know, for free. They're just getting silly by having someone do it with a drum kit.
Whatever, you know. Complete everything with drum kit. Why isn't the drum kit the standard controller? It's what the console should come with, please.
And something I'm looking forward to, but has obvious gaps in what we're looking for, is Rocket League is going to get two big updates next month and the month after. With some new modes. What we can tell so far is they're going to have a cubic mode where the ball is a cube. They're going to have like moon mode where gravity is really low. They're going to have beach ball mode where the ball is big and light. And they're going to have demolition mode where people are really easy to destroy.
Demolition.
That sounds like fun to me. They also teased like really quickly on the screen like loads of different other things that they could be having modes for, and I hope that means that they're going to have some kind of selectable, customizable matchmaking or whatever, so that you can select the different attributes you want for your game. We'll see. I'm glad that they're doing updates, and they seem to be doing updates fairly regularly in order to correct bugs but also to add things. I'm glad that the new modes are in December. In December time, we're going to get ice hockey, so that'll be interesting. But I guess what we all want is the old maps. The pirate ship, for example, would be nice.
I want the semicircle. I was always really good at the semicircle.
That's true.
I love the semicircle. So the semicircle, if you haven't played the old ridiculously titled game, which I'm not going to say now, but the previous one.
Super acrobatic rocket-powered battle cars.
Yeah, that's the one.
Supersonic acrobatic rocket-powered battle cars.
You don't get a second chance. Live with your mistakes.
So, supersonic acrobatic rocket-powered battle cars. There you go.
Sure. Anyway, so there's a semicircle, right? And there's like a barrier in the middle, and the goals are on either, like, if you have the straight line in the semicircle, they're on either end of the straight line, and there's a barrier in the middle, and you have to go around the outside of the semicircle, which is how I would describe that perfectly. So you have a perfect mental image of what I'm talking about, obviously. Yes. That I thought was the most fun Rocket League map that you could get some sweet deflection goals in.
Okay, one last little thing, and then we'll go back to the events. PlayStation are looking into having the ability to change your PSN title, though Yoshida said, we don't know if we can even do it. So we're looking into it, but we don't know if it's ever going to be an option.
You know what the worst thing about the PSN ID is?
What?
Is that it's not... It's region locked, so it's not region free. So when I go to Japan, I won't be able to take it with me. I'll have to make a new one.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Because the consoles themselves aren't region locked.
Yeah, so I could literally take the PS4 to Japan, but I wouldn't be able to log in and buy stuff with my ID. I'd have to make a new one. And if I did buy stuff with my ID, it'd brick.
Yes. That does suck.
It does suck. It's stupid.
Is this true of the other consoles?
No, it's not true of the Xbox.
No. Okay.
This is the bizarre thing. It's tied into the PSN Plus, so they don't want you to be able to change your area to pick up the games that are different in the different regions.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
That's the reason why they haven't gotten rid of it. But there's no real reason why that should be such an issue. Especially when now most of the games are the same.
Yeah. So, there's no technical limitation.
No. Stupid. Yeah. But anyway, that's my small annoyance.
Let's go back to stuff in the PlayStation event.
Okay, so back to the proper news instead of the nonsense Jamie got.
Yep.
So Ratchet & Clank came out with another trailer. Looks awesome. Really, I think the best looking games that come out are Ratchet & Clank and Uncharted. They just look so good.
Yeah,
I don't know how Insomniac built their engine, but it is brilliant. It is the best. Anyway, that trailer looks really good. The trailer for the movie also looks really good. So
it looks almost identical to the game, but with a little bit more polish.
I think it looks better. I think it looks a lot better.
Mm.
I do. I think that it's yeah.
So anyway. does it tie in?
I was about to get to this. Yeah. So we might have brewing on our hands here the best video game movie and a video game movie game ever.
Because
the movie and the game are the same story.
Yes.
The movie is basically a redoing of the first game. So it's a... They're remaking the first one and they're changing it. They're making it different. So they're changing the origin.
Okay.
And then the game is going to follow the movie. So we literally may be making history with these two things.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the best news of the day. We got a Gravity Rush 2 trailer, which...
You really love this.
...is the best game coming out for the next 20 years, probably. Come on now. So you see Kat, and you see, I think she's called Raven. God, it's been a while since I played it. But I think she's called Raven, and there's some, you can control Raven in it, and you've got different modes you can go into, so you change gravity and how it behaves, so you can get really light, or you can go really heavy, and you still got all that awesome floating about gameplay. And the music is still really... Really, I think, underrated in the annals of music. I think it has got one of the best soundtracks, and it sounds like it's going to continue in that vein. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, some destructible stuff as well. It just looks so awesome. I just cannot wait. I mean, that's this game, unbeknownst to me, that it was actually going to happen. But this was another thing I had called. But this is the kind of game that I wanted a PS4 for.
Yeah.
These kind of different kind of games. It's the thing that I say, like, the reason why the previous console generation was successful and that really every console generation is successful, is new IPs that are made on that console and grow on that console.
Yes.
And this current generation doesn't really have that apart from Destiny. And that's one of the reasons why Destiny is successful, because it's a new IP on the current consoles, even though it did come out on the old consoles, I think.
Yeah, it did come out.
But yeah, so my point being, it's a new IP. Really, Gravity Rush is kind of a new IP still, because not many people played it and it came out on the Vita. So it's still new to a lot of people. I think it can be really successful. It's like people are getting tired of sequelitis. I'm looking at you, Assassin's Creed.
Well, you say that, but you know Uncharted's going to do well.
Yeah, but Uncharted, I feel like there's enough time in between. I think people want... I think people want a fourth one as well. But I think people are happy with how they're doing it. So they're kind of saying, like, look, this is going to be the last one. You want to see, like, a really beautiful-looking fourth one? Like, to just test the limits of what can be done? We want to do that for you, but then we want to stop doing that and we want to do other stuff. I think everyone would be happy with that.
Well, they've already got other stuff that we're already looking forward to. I mean, The Last of Us 2. Everyone's looking forward to that. So,
yeah, but what if they're looking backwards? What if it comes out in the past? Then we have to go back to the future.
Oh, dear.
Legend.
There's no need to talk about Back to the Future because there's literally nothing.
Yeah, but didn't you love... I'm leaving this in the news. Didn't you love the fact that everyone on YouTube, like everyone everywhere, had to have something about Back to the Future?
Yeah, because it was like, the day.
What if someone just doesn't really like that movie? I mean, I like the movie, but what if someone just like thought it was a bit of a piece of shit? Like,
yeah.
Who's catering to that guy? No one.
Nike brought out some shoes, didn't they?
Yeah, they brought out
shoes. Or they said they were going to?
No, like, no, they did. It was, and all the proceeds went to charity.
To they future charities.
Self-lacing shoes, like in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually worked.
Well, but then it's called Velcro, but, you know, fuck it.
Velcro doesn't self-lace, though. I don't know if you've ever used Velcro before, but that's not what Velcro does.
It depends if you get the help to do it.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Talking about the help, have you been watching Gotham?
No, I have been purposely not watching that shit.
Never mind. I'm sure Adam won't mind. He's definitely gonna mind.
Yeah, he's watching, yeah? Adam's definitely watching Gotham.
Anyway, yeah. So, should we go on into what we're playing... What do we call this segment? The gameplay or some shit? Yeah, that's what it's called. Legend. Oh, shit, I haven't finished the news.
It's what we're playing, okay? It's called what we're playing.
It's not called what we're playing.
It's called what we're playing.
No, that's fucking Weekly Planet Pod again.
That's what we're reading.
Yeah,
that's
stealing. I mean, I stopped this now. It's madness. I didn't finish the news, so cut all that out. That never happened. Go back in time. Rewind
that's
it.
That's totally being left in. You've got more stuff.
I've got more stuff. Don't worry about it. So, Payday 2.
Right, yeah.
Microtransactions went mad. So everyone, the internet went mad, fucking broke keyboards everywhere. So Payday 2, much beloved game.
I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. I didn't enjoy the fact that the console version was shit compared to the PC version and never got any support. I didn't like that. I was sad about that. But anyway, Overkill basically came out and said they'd never, ever, 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 ever have microtransactions. Lo and behold, they put microtransactions in that were actually game affecting. So they weren't just skins, they were stat boosts.
Yeah.
So then everyone lost their damn minds.
Too right.
And recently they undid that slightly so you could obtain the drills that you could previously only pay for. But it was very rare to do so. So you had to believe in the RNG Jesus. The RNG Jesus.
Oh, that's a marketing company working at its best. Trying to think, I know what we'll do to solve this, and then make it worse.
So then, Almir Listo, the brand manager, I'm getting this from the Gymquisition website, thegymquisition.com, yeah. if you want to read up on this. He then came out and then branded all the criticism clickbait, like, ran by the media.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? So you're blaming the media for your fuck-up? For your disingenuous, lying, like, shanking of the community, just stupidity. And you're blaming the media for this. It's just a joke. He's a joke. Overkill have become a joke, and I'm sad about it. Because I enjoyed Payday 2.
Where's the death of that game, as far as I'm concerned?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So, I mean, Payday 2 should have been... They should have realized that, like, CSGO showed everyone how to do microtransactions correctly.
Yes.
Like, if you want to do them, have them be visual only. Don't you dare make them affect the game, otherwise people will lose their damn minds because you're nickel and diming them. Then they've already paid a certain amount of money for your game. Now you're nickel and diming them for them to be able to play your game effectively. And people hate that shit. You can't do that, especially after you told them you wouldn't do that. It's madness.
People want to get that money.
People want to make that money.
I feel this is an effective strategy.
They're wrong about that, because the anger will just be the opposite. But
absolutely,
you know, never mind. Because people will remember this next time Overkill put out a game, and they'll be like, "Well, I'm never buying a game from you ever again, Overkill. I'm sorry."
Of course, people do remember. People are intelligent enough to remember the studio and to invest time in figuring out who did what in terms of gaming. Yeah, we might not know individual names, but we end up loving studio names. It's why Bungie sold Destiny really, really well, but actually it was kind of a mediocre game. But the thing is just on the weight of that name that's so beloved, they were able to get millions of people to buy their game.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, some people will get angry and sell your game back to Amazon. And then buy GTA 5 on PS4. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some people will double down.
Yeah, some people will double down and spend like £60 on it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
More than that. More than that.
Yep. Great. Just the best. Never mind.
Some people, it's even more than that, because if you're buying the silver as well.
Oh boy. Okay.
One little thing. No Man's Sky is going to come out in June 2016. I'm super excited for that game.
No, it's never coming out in June 2016. Don't fucking lie to me.
Yeah, it's coming out in 2016.
Don't lie to me. It's not coming out in 2016.
Well, I'm praying. I'm praying to Hello Games.
Hello. From the trailer, at least it seems like they fixed their popping issues, which were vast.
Yeah, well, come on. They showed such early code.
that wasn't that long ago. That's what makes me concerned.
No, I get why everyone's concerned, and that's fine, right? It's going to be a slower process with a small team, and they've probably brought people in to have the schedule as they've just set out. I'm sure they figured out, like, oh, you know, this is how many more people we need in the company to do that. They've got massive backing from PlayStation, so if this date slips, that's fine, right? If it slips to 2017, little bit of an issue, you know, people are going to be a bit upset. But if it slips to 1 year on, mid-2017, I think people, they won't get upset, but they'll just forget about it.
People will be disappointed, but they will grin and bear it. Delay. Like, look at all the other delays. Everyone's always just grin and bear it. It's very rare but the marketing that a game will be loses off pace. Its allure.
The marketing will be off pace, so it won't sell as well as it should. That will be the main problem with delaying games, is that there are two big mechanisms of development and marketing that have to go hand in hand at the same time. And if they're not at the same speed, then and the marketing is too early and the game has been delayed, then you'll get, you know, apathy for it.
Yeah, but Jamie, you got to look at it. They've not spent any money on marketing. All they've done is put out trailers. And the gaming industry has blown their minds out over it.
No, admittedly, a lot of the marketing has been done by gaming media. But the thing is, having them, you know, come out in E3, two E3s, right? That costs a lot of money to have them on stage.
Okay? No, fuck off.
It does. It does cost a lot to have stuff. Maybe not as expensive as it is to have advertisement on TV, which I'm sure they'll do closer to the date, right? But it's still a lot of money that obviously PlayStation are backing this.
Okay, so put this in the books.
For an indie game.
This game will come out in October 2016 or January 2017.
I think that's fine as well.
If it gets delayed further than that, I don't think it has a tangible effect on the sales.
Okay, I think it will.
People are too hyped. You just can't stop the hype train. Even if the hype train is late.
You can stop a hype train.
You cannot stop a hype train.
Some hype trains will never die. I get that. Half-Life 3, the hype train will never die.
I'm telling
right?
you, right? Look, Halo 5 had one of the worst betas I've ever played in my entire life. And that has not stopped the hype train.
No, I get that, but has it affected sales? This is my point, because the thing is that
I think more that the lack of Xbox Ones has affected sales, like the lack of people owning them. Anyway, enough. Okay. Let's jump into the gameplay segment and talk about the games we're playing. Now, I assume there's going to be another music drop here, and I assume I'm going to be upset about it later on. But whatever. Go ahead.
Berserker Rage!
Boo.
I'm going to say he's going to have to edit that boo afterwards.
No, you can put it in before.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. So what are you playing, Jamie?
I am playing Witcher 3. I'm late to this. But basically, the way in which games have come out and my time
on, Jamie,
and everything.
Jamie, you're late to it by about, I don't know, 2 weeks? Whenever we recorded that first podcast, because I spoke about The Witcher 3 in that.
No, I know.
Yeah, so you're a couple of weeks late. It's not that bad.
No, I mean, I'm late to that game from when it came out. Okay.
Yeah, we both are.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine, right? What I love is you bought this game for me for my birthday.
Got shanked for it.
You got shanked for it. And then 2 days after you gave me the game, it went down to half that.
Fucking hate you. You're the worst.
I wasn't going to know that fucking game, you know, we're going to do that. But anyway. So. Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. I love how much investment they've put into the voice acting and the story building and the side missions and the lore and just every aspect of the game has had a lot of time and consideration over, and I really like that. It feels a bit like janky at times, and sometimes like weird things happen, but you know, every open world game has that. The controls can be a little bit iffy from time to time, but combat is still quite good. I enjoy the combat, and I think the combat's actually quite good.
What don't you like about the controls?
It's just the fact that it doesn't seem to have as much finesse as, say, Assassin's Creed running, all right? Assassin's Creed running, at least in, like, Black Flag, maybe. They really nailed down the animation for when you need to do tight turns and, you know, when you need to try and scale different parts of the world. But in Witcher, jumping is terrible. and
you're not really supposed to use it.
No, I know, but it just looks bad, you know, most of the time.
It's because you're not really supposed to use it.
That's fair enough, but it's the, you know, it's kind of when you want to change directions, it's not as smooth. You change the direction, but it's the animations that are involved aren't as smooth as some of the other AAA games. It's not game breaking at all. It's a tiny nitpick, because the thing is, like with a lot of games that maybe have bugs in them or have little things that are wrong with them, if you make an engaging story and have the gameplay be fun, like I always go back to sort of Fallout 3 with that kind of thing. I still think it was fun. I love all the flavor text. I love all the kind of stories that are in it and the options that you have and the open worldness of it. And it had bugs aplenty, but I still rate that game highly because I had so much time playing it when I could play it before it crashed. But yeah, I kind of get that feeling with Witcher in that it's got a little few things wrong with it, but it makes up so much more with the gameplay and the story and the characters are just fucking brilliant, you know. Every character is given heart and given some kind of feeling to it.
All right, you playing anything else?
No, not really. I mean, some of the mainstays, like a little bit of Destiny, a little bit of Rocket League.
Do you want to enlighten everyone on to how many hours you've put into Destiny?
Oh, well, it's something around 33 days.
Yeah, great. Well done.
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself.
It's not as high as some of my mates, but, you know, great. It's still very high.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a tad.
That's
tad
over
bit high.
A period of a year I got it on release.
Yeah, so you spent a month in a year of your life playing Destiny.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
That is ridiculous.
It is.
Just, I'm still amazed by that fact. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
There's definitely not enough content to justify that.
No, not even slightly. Not in any universe is there enough content in that game. There is no universe that exists where there's enough content in that game to justify a month worth of time.
Absolutely.
Ugh. Anyway. So, I will now chat about what I've been playing, because, you know, everyone needs to know. And it's The Witcher 3, yay!
Oh, fuck's sake.
So,
no, you've been playing other things as well.
Oh boy, not especially. Well,
you're ahead of me in it, I know that.
Yeah, I'm ahead of you, because I'm better than you. Witcher 3 is good still. The horse riding still sucks. That's the one thing you forgot to mention.
Yes, yeah.
I've been playing a little bit. I played a little bit of Fallout New Vegas. I played this these point and click adventure games called House of a Thousand Doors. And it's all right, apart from the fact that I've got like a new gaming laptop, which is a beast, and this game is like 4x3, came out like 20 years ago, roughly. So it looks like complete shit. Widescreen, Jamie.
What's it called again?
It's not even in widescreen. That's old
fine.
This game is.
Yeah, but lots of games weren't in widescreen. Like Red Alert 1 wasn't widescreen.
Yeah, but
so
come
fine.
On now. This is silly. Anyway, so I was playing those games. Really, I quite enjoyed them. Some of the puzzles were a little bit silly. Like, why can't I use this pickaxe to break that? It's like, oh, because you need to pick up the statue to break that. It's like,
yeah.
I have a fucking pickaxe. What?
Yeah.
So, you know, you always have to make those slight leaps of logic.
I used to absolutely adore sort of point and click games. I love the Broken Sword series. And I love sort of the Tim Schafer games. Like Full Throttle was one of my favorite.
All right, make it about you. This is about me, this segment. God.
No, I'm just saying, I really loved those kind of games. And I mean, the ultimate one is probably Grim Fandango, which got remastered. And I played it when it got remastered. And that's a fantastic game. Still is a fantastic game.
Okay, and the other thing that I was playing was Fallout Shelter.
Again.
And I fucked it. And loads of people died. And I deleted it. There you go. End of the story.
That's great.
What
I love
a terrible
that.
Story. Just,
that's
just
great.
Just a mole infestation got out of hand. And I couldn't select the... I had 50 med packs.
Wow.
But I couldn't select the people quick enough. Because yes, on my phone, it just sucks. And having to select people to give them health sucks as well. Like, you'd think they'd just use it. Like, just use it. I've got 50. Just use it. Like, I don't need them.
Well, when they go out, they get given it as their inventory. So just have it that they have an inventory.
Yeah, it's weird. Or just use it. Like, stop fucking bothering me. Like, never mind. So, yeah, that's done now. Never play that again. What else have we got? Haven't been playing a lot of games recently, I've got to say.
Like, wow.
My time has been pretty preoccupied with this nonsense that, you know, the big news that I got a job in Japan and all that other good stuff. And
woo.
Doing a lot more work, earning them
money.
He's
leaving.
I'm
leaving.
Oh, thanks, Jamie, you dickhead. Anyway.
You don't know what he's leaving.
He's leaving. Shit, shut up, guys. God, please.
You're not going to drink, like, good beer for a year. That'd be good.
I hate beer. It's like all your friends live for beer, and I just look at them in disgust. And like, please.
And whiskey. Whiskey
get a
as well.
Life. Get a life outside of fucking poison. Stop drinking poison.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
What? It
instead,
is. It's a poison.
Instead,
it is.
Instead, drink protein shakes.
Ah, you need protein to live.
Yeah, that kind of protein. The kind of protein that's probably illegal in the EU, but fine for Americans.
No, I drink the protein that's legal in the EU. It's just made out of milk. Don't know what's wrong with you, boy.
Yep.
Anyway, also playing, I guess, Dawn of War. Still playing Dawn of War. All of the Dawn of Wars. Love that game. Love those games. They're all the best. For the Emperor! Anyway, yeah, that good stuff. And always remember, guys, it's better to die for the Emperor than to live for yourself. Anyway, Jamie, you wanted to talk about your controller, and then we will hop on into the extended universe.
Yeah, no, just little side note. So I bought one of those SCUF controllers.
Mistake.
With the electronic remapping for the two little buttons on the back. And the first time I used it, it was like really good. I really like it. It's got these little grips on the back. They're quite nice. And I kind of wish I customized the colors a bit more. I made it look like a normal controller, but with red grips on the back. But anyway, now this is the thing. In Destiny, this only happens in Destiny, on one of my old PlayStation controllers, it's slow turning to the right and normal turning any other way. Just slow turning to the right. And I think it has to do with the fact that the controller has just been made... We've sort of its tolerances are not so great. So.
No, hold on. Or it's because you fucking played Destiny for a month and you fucked your controller by overplaying.
It's not, because the thing is, this is the controller. First of all, this happened on an old controller, and I barely used that one. Right,
sure.
I know I barely used that one because I used one to its death, and then I used the next one. I don't really swap them around for charging because the thing is that you know I got charging thing right next to me. It doesn't. I never run out. Anyway, with the controller, I think what it is when you turn the analog stick, it goes from like 1 to 100, and sometimes the way they're made, it only goes to 99, I guess. And the problem is Destiny wants 100 if it's to go as quick as it can in a direction, right? So that's slightly a problem with the manufacturer of the controllers, but also with Destiny, who should probably just bring that down to 95 before it goes, okay, he wants to turn right as fast as he can. Okay? So the thing is I had this problem on the new controller, which I've talked about with SCUF, and the first thing they said to me was, oh, sorry, you've contacted the wrong team. I've passed this concern over to the European team, which they hadn't. Because I left it a week, had no contact from them, contacted the EU team, and they got back to me the next day and said, okay, here's a label, send it back to us, we'll get it repaired. So I've now sent it off and I'm waiting for it to come back.
All right, this sounds like a horrible waste of time for a game that's below average.
Well, no, it's not just for that game. It's not just for that game. It's so that you can press at least two buttons, two face pad buttons, without taking your thumbs off the analog sticks. And it's helpful. It is helpful in certain games.
Just smash your face against the controller. You'll manage. I think the logo, we should change the logo to the guy in the hazmat suit holding your Frankenstein controller that you use. I think that's what should be. Anyway, okay. Should we slide on into the extended universe?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure there's another music drop, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, boy. I'm sure there is.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Extended universe.
Yep. It was terrible, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I don't know. Oh, dear.
Anyway, I'm sure Adam's going to enjoy listening back to this and be like, you bastards, I gave you this music for free. So, what have you been doing, Jamie? There's a nice little segue.
Oh, you want me to start with the extended universe? You want me to start?
You can start, because I can't fucking remember what I was going to talk about. Genius. So intelligent.
Oh, great. Well, okay. Small side note, because I'm going to talk about this in my other podcast, The Big Rewind, is I saw Skyfall at my local Cineworld cinema. And
you saw Skyfall?
The film...
You went back in time?
Not Skyfall. Foxy. I saw the new Bond film.
Yeah, no. Well, I went Spectre. Back to the future.
Spectre. I saw Spectre.
You went back to the future. That's what you did.
I meant to say I watched Skyfall before I saw Spectre, and I saw Spectre.
Okay, sure, big boy. Don't worry about it.
All you need to know, because I won't spoil anything here. I'll spoil it all in my other podcast. is Skyfall is better. Spectre's okay, it's fun, it's not great, but it's alright. Should you go watch it? Yes, but don't make a big effort.
I mean, should you go watch it? Yeah, but then you have to leave your house, so maybe leave it. Brilliant.
So
nice,
I made the effort.
Nice mini
to
review
watch.
There, Jamie.
I made the effort to watch it on the so-called Sky Super Screen, which is actually just a big screen. That's all it is.
It's a big screen.
There's nothing special. It's not IMAX. It's not like super 3D. It's not like the seats move or anything like that. It's just a big screen. And it was all right. That's the thing. Cineworld's like my local big chain, and they're all right.
I think that can be said for most cinemas that are still open after the shit ones have mostly closed down.
No. I've got a really nice cinema near me called Greenwich Picture House, and that's got like really lush chairs and stuff. The screens aren't like massive, but it is nice. It is silly expensive. Of course it is, but you know, what are you going to do?
Not go there.
Well, you went to an Odeon recently, didn't you?
Yeah, but the Odeon near me is now charging £6 a ticket.
That's quite impressive.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, and because of various circumstances, we can get buy one, get one free any day of the week. So there you go.
Brilliant. Is that because of the meerkats?
No. I left it vague on purpose, Jamie. So why don't you shut your face?
Just say it's because of the little cuddly toys.
Bloody idiot, yeah. You're bloody idiot, mate.
I used that as well, so.
You're gonna love my extended universe. It's gonna be it's gonna be your favorite extended universe ever.
Go on, then go on.
And it's gonna be Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, USA.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yes, I knew you were gonna love it, Jamie. So, on Netflix, they recently put up Hell's Kitchen season 11 and 12.
Fucking hell, this has been going that long.
Yes, the Americans love Gordon Ramsay. He makes tons of money over there.
Yeah, of course.
Like, enough money so that the show has the budget for private planes.
Yep.
Like, it's
Doesn't
ridiculous.
Surprise me.
So, I'm watching this, and I'm watching season 11. And I'm getting quite deep into it. Like, it's like episode 19. Like, there's only three people left out of the 20 that started it. And I'm like, there's two women and a bloke. So there's two women. One of them looks really weird. And when she cooks, she sticks her tongue out. Like, constantly, like, the whole time. It's really weird. It freaked me out. I was like, why are you doing that? Stop it. And then there's the black lady, Danielle, or something like that. And she was like, I don't know, average at best. And then there was the guy called John, who had been the best throughout the whole competition, and he lost. And I was so upset. I was like, I can't watch the final two episodes because he has clearly been the best. Like, Gordon's has just made a massive mistake here. This guy is so obviously the guy who should have won this.
So what's better, this cooking show or MasterChef?
This cooking show by far.
Okay, all right.
This is way more entertaining. Because so the format, right? The format is you get 20 people and you have 10 girls, 10 boys, or it might be 9 or 8, something like that. And at least half of them, if not more than that, can't actually cook. Okay, this is a very important point here. Okay?
You should go on the show.
No, fuck that. Okay? Because then this is what the setup is, right? So they do a challenge, and the challenge can be like, cook a dish using only these ingredients, or cook a dish using, like, cook a dish using a whole chicken and use all the different cuts and do it in 30 minutes. And then whoever wins, whichever team wins, they win like a prize. And the prize will be fly out to Vegas and gamble $1,000 away, or head to the beach and get surfing lessons from an Olympian. Or
I love that. Olympian. You're not even making the assumption that you would make any money at Vegas.
Of course you don't. House always wins.
Yeah.
Unless your house, then you always win. Roadhouse. So, yeah. So, and seriously, Jamie, you've not seen the people that go on this show. So then they all come back and they have a dinner service. And while they've been away having their prize, the one team, the other team does a forfeit. So they normally prep both kitchens and do something silly like make peanut butter manually by hand. So like shell 1,000 peanuts and then grind them by hand and then cook the peanut butter. It's ridiculous.
You cook peanut butter?
Yeah, I think you cook the peanuts, right?
Oh, okay. Well, you roast the peanuts. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So, whatever. They do whatever you do with it. And then you get to do the dinner service where Gordon Ramsay will just shout at you for ages because you've not managed to cook anything because you can't cook.
So, which one's the punishment?
So, the punishment is the one where you have to, like, make peanut butter. Or, okay. Like, you have to prep both kitchens. Or you have to make ice cream from scratch for, like, 1,000 people. So, you have to carry around blocks of ice and then strip away the blocks of ice and then make ice cream out the blocks of ice.
Oh, shaved ice. That's something you're going to have when you're in Japan.
You can have it here. Just go to the Japan Center.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
There's a little
stall
outside. They can give you, if you get this flavor called matcha, it is rice pudding. It's exactly what it tastes like.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's awful.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's awful. It's cold. It's like iced cold rice pudding. It's so bizarre that you won't be able to eat it.
I'll just have bubblegum flavor. Like, thank you.
Get this out of here. I don't think they do bubblegum flavor, but whatever. Not important. So then comes the dinner service. Then they're like, oh, I can't cook lamb, so it's raw in the middle. And then Gordon Ramsay will be like, it's raw in the middle. And he'll just scream at them for ages. And then he'll throw it down and he'll punch the metal desk and be like, it's raw in the middle. Why do you suck so hard? What is wrong with you? Get your head in the game. Oh, and then dear. And then they'll go away and they'll be like, yes, chef, well, I can't cook. And then they'll put the lamb back in the oven and be like, it'll be 2 minutes, chef. Oh boy.
So does this only work with the Americans?
Well, yeah, I think it does. Because I don't think the British version was that entertaining.
Okay, so that's fair enough.
Then the last bit of the show is where the losing team, or most of the time it's both teams because they've both not been able to cook lamb.
Mm.
So they'll both go away and nominate the two worst people from each team.
Mm.
And then Gordon Ramsay... Well, so first, in this process they have of selecting the people that were terrible, they have like these really, really funny, like just fits of rage when they get called out on their mistakes that they've just made, that they admit to just making because Gordon Ramsay's just shouted at everyone about them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it'll be like, well, you didn't cook the lamb correctly. It's like, I am a fighter. I am the best. I will never give up. I hate you. You abandoned me. I hate you. And it's just like, they'll have a complete breakdown. And it's like, come on, man. You messed up. You couldn't cook lamb. Most of the people here can't cook. Stop saying you're strong and they're weak. It's like their buzzwords are, I'm strong. Or they are weak. He's weak. I'm not the weakest chef.
Hmm.
And so, and then they'll go up and they'll be like, chef, I deserve to stay because I'm giving my passion, I'm giving my all, I'm getting better. It's just a joke. It's just a joke, some of the things they come out with. But it's entertaining. It really is entertaining.
Do you think this elimination star reality TV show, is that better than, say, The Apprentice with another bombastic host?
It's much better because it's much more entertaining.
Okay.
It's much more insane. Cause so
you,
like,
forgive the format for the entertainment?
No, I like the format and the entertainment. I especially like the format on Netflix. Because if I had to watch adverts or if I had to schedule watching this, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
But since it's just easy... just whack it on.
And you can Netflix. Skip you can skip any bits you want.
You can skip on you can skip any of the bits you're not interested in. It's just brilliant.
Okay.
I'm running out of space on my hard drive.
Great. That's a good end point.
Yeah, well I'm not running out of space right now, but I'm gonna have to do something about it.
Alright, that's fine.
There you go.
You have like 2 more terabytes on your system than I do.
Yeah, and it's full.
Yeah, wow. Well done.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, we've got to end this podcast due to technical difficulties.
I've only got 250 gig left.
All right. Well, that's... Do you know how long that is in hours in terms of this podcast?
Yeah, a lot. A few.
It's about 1.5 gig for every hour we record.
Yeah,
raw data. So I think we'll be fine.
I hope you're saving the ones that I do, because I'm not. I'm deleting them now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great. I'm not keeping this audio. Come on now, please.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yes, I am retaining all audio. Don't worry. Your bigger brother will look after you.
You're not looking after me. You're looking after the fucking audio. Don't be a weirdo. God.
Don't be a weirdo. People. What? Big brothers don't look after their little brothers. This one does.
This guy does. This guy right here.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, and this has been Gaming Fallout.
We need a whatchamacallit. We need a catchphrase. We need to end on something, Jamie.
Oh, okay.
Jamie sucks. There you go. We're done.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
There you go. Done.
Level complete.